Here is a letter I received recently. Mom's breathing was different yesterday. Shorter breaths, further apart. The hospice nurse said it would be any time. What comforting words, as we had witnessed the slow progression of death for the last 2 weeks in our guest bedroom. We had just finished cleaning up the dishes from dinner when I decided to check on Mom one more time. I had to really hunt for a pulse on her left wrist, something new as it had always been strong. I called everyone in. Dad sat down beside her and held her right hand. I held her left. Catherine, Cindy, and Will moved around to complete the circle. Her breathing was faint, short breaths, spaced several seconds apart. We watched a few minutes, and I asked everyone if they thought she would like to hear Proud Mary, the CCR version, one more time. The answer was a unanimous yes. I laid my iPhone on her pillow and let it rip. We strained to see a change of expression on her face. Nothing was apparent. Shortly after the last verse, she took her last breath. Just that simple. Just that peaceful. I had scoffed earlier in the week when one of my good friends told me she was waiting for something. I think now maybe he was right. I wouldn't be surprised a bit if she hadn't been holding on for her favorite song so she could enter those pearly gates, not walking, not running, but dancing. This letter was written by the son of a beautiful hospice patient. His mother passed when she was ready. There are no dying 101 courses that tell us how to die, and people don't know what to expect. Love and gentleness are as much a part of comfort care as anything else you do when your loved one is dying. Gentle touch, stroking, holding hands, and music are conductive to relaxation and say, "I'm here, I care, you're not alone." The goal of hospice is to keep the person comfortable and pain-free. Then we can allow the normal progression toward death to unfold. It is important to remember that the labor to leave this world is usually harder on us, the watchers, than on the person who is dying. Hospice is a philosophy and a style of exceptional care, education, and family support from a team of highly trained professionals on call 24 hours a day. Support continues for the ones left behind for an entire 13 months after the death occurs. As this man, the man who wrote the letter, states, "It is so important to tell people about hospice. This is my first association with hospice. I had no idea what to expect. They helped us through a very painful ordeal. The level of care, compassion, and commitment is truly remarkable."